Canto 3, Chapter 19 and Text Number 1. Canto 3, Chapter 19 and Text Number 1. Maitreya Vacha.
Maitreya Vacha.
Avadharya Virinchasya. Nirvyalikat vratam vachaha. Prahasya prema garbhena. Tad apangena so grahita. Maitreya vacha. Avadharya vichin virinchasya nirvyalikam mritam vachaha prahasya prema garbhena tad apangena so agrahit. Maitreya vacha. Avadharya virinchasya. Nirvyalikat mritam vachaha. Prahasya prema garbhena. Tad apangena so agrahit. Maitreya vacha. Maitreya said, Avadharya, after hearing, Virinchasya of Lord Brahma, Nirvyalika, free from all sinful purposes. Amritam, nectarium. Vachaha, words. Prahasya, heartily laughing. Prema garbhena, laden with love. Tat, those words. Apangena, with a glance. Saha, the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. Agrahita, accepted. Translation and purport by His Loving Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Sri Maitreya said, after hearing the words of Brahma, the Creator, which were free from all sinful purposes and as sweet as nectar, the Lord heartily laughed and accepted His prayer with a glance laden with love. Prahasya prema garbhena. Apangena. The word nirvyalika is very significant. The prayers of the demigods or devotees of the Lord are free from all sinful purposes. But the prayers of demons are always filled with the sinful purposes. The demon Hiranyaksha became powerful by deriving a boon from Brahma, and after attaining that boon, he created a disturbance because of his sinful intentions. The prayers of Brahma and other demigods are not to be compared to the prayers of the demons. Their purpose is to please the Supreme Lord. Therefore, the Lord smiled and accepted the prayer to kill the demon. demons who are never interested in praising the Supreme Personality of a Godhead because they have no information of Him. Go to the demigods, and in the Bhagavad Gita, the prayers of Brahma and other demigods are not to be compared to the prayers of the demons. Their purpose is to please the Supreme Lord. Therefore, the Lord smiled and accepted the prayer to kill the demon. Demons who are never interested in praising the Supreme Personality of a Godhead because they have no information of Him. Go to the demigods. And in the Bhagavad Gita, this is condemned. Person who go to the demigods and pray for advancement in sinful activities are considered to be bereft of all intelligence. Demons have lost all intelligence because they do not know what is actually their self-interest. Even if they have information of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, they decline to approach Him. It is not possible for them to get their desired boons from the Supreme Lord because their purpose are always sinful. It is said that the dacoits in Bengal used to worship the goddess Kali for fulfillment of their sinful desires, to plunder others' property. But they never went to a Vishnu temple because they might have been unsuccessful in praying to Vishnu. Therefore, prayers of the demigods or the devotees of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead are always untinged by sinful purposes. श्रीनिवास पानी दे देंगे वो चेयर के नीचे रखा ओम अज्ञा विमिरन्दस्य ज्ञानोऽन्जन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवाञ्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगणरघुनाथन्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावद्भुतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितं After hearing the words of Brahma, the Creator, which were free from all sinful purposes and as sweet as nectar, the Lord heartily laughed and accepted his prayers with a glance laden with love. Here, the purport. Prabhupada clearly mentions about difference between the prayers offered by devotees and prayers offered by demons. Generally, demon demons, whenever they pray, because they generally don't worship the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, whom they worship? They worship demigods. And as explained in Bhagavad Gita, Alpamedasaha. Alpamedasaha means people with less intelligence. They worship the demigods. And Prabhupada gives example here. Because dacoits, in Bengal, they used to worship Kali. So they can get success in plundering people. But they never used to go to Vishnu temple to pray for the same reason. Why? Because in their heart they were thinking that if they go and pray to Lord Vishnu for this purpose, he will not grant them. So they used to go to Kali. So the prayers offered by demons has always a sinful intention. But the prayers offered by Lord's devotees, demigods, they have a totally different intention. And according to that intention or desire, these prayers are divided into 10 categories. Can you imagine? Even the Vaishnava prayers, they are divided into 10 categories. What you can ask, it depends upon that, what kind of a prayer that you are offering. The first and foremost prayer that is called as a Samprarthanatmika. Samprarthanatmika means direct prayer glorifying the Lord. And Srila Narottam Das Thakur, in his book Prarthana, we can see various prayers that has offered directly glorifying the Lord. Then the second one is Swadainya Bodhika. Where devotee, he expresses his humility and embarrassment, and he informs the Lord, I am very fallen. That is Swadainya Bodhika. Any example for that? Swadainya Bodhika. Do you remember any prayer? Gopinath. Gopinath prayer is that only. O Gopinath. Kaise shuru hoti hai? Mama Nivedana. There he regrets. He says, who am I? Vishayi durjana sada kame rata. Kichunai moraguna. So this is what Swadainya Bodhika. Expressing humility and embarrassment, actually. I am here in this material world. But what am I supposed to do? I am in such a precarious condition. So So that mood is expressed in the devotee's prayers. That is called as a Swadhainya Bodhika. Then, Manashiksha. Manashiksha means giving instructions or training to the mind. Do you remember any song on that? Bhaja Pure Mana Srinandanandana Abaya Charanara Vindare. This is one of the examples of Mana Shiksha. Raghunath Das Goswami has wrote one book called Mana Shiksha. Generally in this type of a prayers, the mind becomes your disciple. And we teach it how to deal with the senses and relate to intelligence. We consider the mind is a separate entity and tell it, pull yourself together, meditate on Krishna. The challenging spirit of intelligence becomes manifested. One function of the intelligence is to change the mind. Because intelligence is more powerful than mind. It's more subtler than mind. And in Upanishad, it is considered, but Deham tu ratham veddi. They consider this body as a chariot. Manaha pragrahamevacha. What is mind? Reins through which you can tie the horses and control them. And sarathim tu, buddhim tu sarathim viddhi. And who is sarathi? Charioteer. That is intelligence. So, indriyani hayanahur. These senses are like horses. And who can control them? Intelligence. So, this sada asada viveka buddhi, which distinguishes what's good and what's bad for us. Sorry. So through our mind, through our intelligence, we can control our mind and can be trained that mind. So when devotee, he offers prayers in that way. Those prayers are called as what? Mana Shiksha. Then the next one is Vilapatmika. Vilap means lamentation. Where devotee laments, he expresses the statements of supreme lamentations. It may be seems contradictory. Devotee means who is always happy. then why he has to lament for? For what reason? Okay. Second. That is a general lamentation. Devotees, they don't lament for past sins. Exactly. They lament for the separation from the devotees and devotional service. That lamentation. An example for that. Hari Hari Vifale Janama Gunain. Manushya Janama Paya Radha Krishna Nabhajaya Janiya Shuniya Bishakhaina. This is lamentation. Oh, what a dreadful living entity I am. Huh? Even though I got this human form of a life, which is durlabha, which is rare, but Janiya Shuniya Bishakhaina. What I have done? Knowingly, I have taken a poison. Golokera premadhana harinama sankirtana. Na janmilo kon keno upa. Ratina janmilo keno upa. Golokera premadhana. What I have got it? The wealth of Goloka. And that wealth is premadhana, which is imported from Goloka Vrindavan. So it is like a inter-universe wealth that I have got it. But Ratina Janmilo Keno. But I don't have any attachment. That's lamentation. These are called as a Vilapatmika. Or what's the next one that? Je anilo premathana karuna prachur. Eno prabhu kolo kotho gela vashyamata. Where devotees, they express their sorrow for the separation from Vaishnavas, their association. So these are called as vilapa atmika. Then the next one is Vaishnava Mahima Prakashika. Revealing the greatness of the Vaishnavas. Because Lord, he never wants to keep himself separate from Vaishnavas. He always want to recognize himself along with his devotees. Anybody remembers any song where the Vaishnavas are glorified? Oh, Vaishnava Thakura Dayar Sagara Yedase Karuna Kori. So here the glorification of Vaishnavas has done. And even prayers to spiritual master. Sansara Dava Nadavi. There the greatness of Vaishnavas is revealed. Then next one is Shri Guru Vaishnava Vigyapati Rupa. Means the statements of submission and glorification of the Vaishnavas, especially of the Guru. Oh. (clears throat) An example for this actually is Ohe Vaishnava Thakur, Dayarasan, or Guru Vandana that we sing by Narottam Das Thakur. So, then there's another variety of prayers which is called as Shri Guru, Shri Dhamma Vase Lipsatmika, means expressing the desire to live in the holy places. There are many prayers of this kind composed by Prabodhananda Saraswati glorifying Sri Vrindavan Dham. In one of them he says, anyone who desires to live Vrindavan, I consider to be a madman. Who desires to leave Vrindavan and go out, that person is considered as a madman. Do you know who is Prabodhananda Saraswati? जानते हैं प्रबोधानंद सरस्वती जी कौन थे?
पहले एक मौका तो मिले थे, दूसरा उसमें लगे थे ना प्रबोधानंद सरस्वती, मैं तभी
सुना महाप्रभु की लीला में।
दूसरा संप्रदाय,
हाँ
दूसरा संप्रदाय,
वो उसने चैतन्य चैतावनी लिखा है, वो दीक्षा
कालिया दह गए कभी?
हाँ,
वहां पे एक समाधि है,
प्रबोधानंद स्वामी क्या?
हाँ, कौन थे वे? वन इज प्रकाशानंद सरस्वती, दैट इज प्रकाशानंद सरस्वती, एंड दिस इज प्रबोधानंद सरस्वती. प्रबोधानंद सरस्वती is the uncle of Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, who is the son of Venkata Bhatta. When Mahaprabhu went to Sri Rangam, he stayed at one Sri Vaishnava's place for 4 months. That Sri Vaishnava is Venkata Bhatta. And his son is? Oh, sorry. Gopal Bhatta or Raghunath Bhatta? Exactly, sorry, it was my mistake. Raghunath Das and Raghunath Bhatta Goswami is from Kashi. He is the son of Mishra. And this Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who is from Dakshin Bharat, son of Venkat Bhatta. His uncle was Prabodhananda Saraswati. He came and he resided at the Kaliyadaha. And he wrote wonderful prayers actually, which glorifies the Mathura Dham, Vrindavan Dham. Even Mathura Mandal Parikrama, that glorification of whole Mathura Mandal, is done by Sanatan Goswami, where they have glorified the Dham. There is one nice song written by Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Yadi te hari pad saroj drisham, that glorifies about the Suravi Kunja in Navadvip. So the prayers in which devotee express his desire to live in holy place. Then the next prayer is Sadaka Dehe Lalasa Suchika, where devotee express desire to practice devotional service. There are many songs where Narottam Das Thakur For the previous one, like Shridhama Vase Lipsatmika Vrindavana Ramyasthana Divya Chintamani. And this sadhaka dehe lalasa suchika, where devotee expresses that I would like to render devotional service to the Lord. Somehow or other, yena kena prakarena mana Krishna niveshaye. I have to engage my mind in the service of Krishna. And the next one is siddha deha lalasami. Desire to attain the siddha deha and serve Krishna in the spiritual body. These are very high level prayers offered by who has attained that platform of siddha deha. There are a few songs written by Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Kalidas and Vidyapati. Chandidas, not Kalidas, Chandidas. And Vidyapati, they wrote this song actually. Once Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, when before taking sannyas, he he expressed his desire to publish books written by Chandidas and Vidyapati. Then Bhakti Vinod Thakur says, yeah, you can publish, but you can publish only two copies. One for you and one for me. Because these songs are not meant for each and everyone. They will not understand. Then there is a Akshepa Bodhika. Akshepa Bodhika means lamentation again. Extreme grief and sorrow that we have fallen to this material world. So this is what difference between the prayers offered by devotees and prayers offered by demons. Demons, they offer prayer to demigods because they know they please demigods, then demigods are bound to give them what they desire. But here, when you offer prayer to the Lord, not necessary that He will answer all your prayers. Because He gives you what you need rather than what you desire for. First you deserve and then desire, and then Lord grants that. And here in this particular purport, Prabhupada, he speaks about the difference between the prayers offered by devotee and demons. In the last line of this purport, Prabhupada says, the prayers of the demigods or the devotees of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead are always untinged by sinful purposes. They pray to get rid of sinful tendencies. And generally, demons, they pray to become more sinful, to acquire, to possess something. That's the difference between the prayers of demons and demigods. One more thing that today I would like to speak about. Today is the appearance day of Lord Kurmadev. Today is Kurma Jayanti. Yesterday was Narasimha Jayanti. generally we never hear much about Gurmukhi. Why he appeared, what was the reason behind. What is the reason that Lord appeared as a Kuru? Can you just get the 12th canto from there? Twelve. क्या आया कभी हिंदी आया कभी हिंदी क्यों इंग्लिश आया कभी कि 12 इकड़े पाठ्य में हिंदी आया ना जास बारह सी व्हेन द डेमिगॉड्स एंड डीमन दे डिसाइडेड दैट दे वांटेड टू शेयर दिस मिल्क ओशन देन व्हाट हैपेंड They brought the Meru Parvat and started the journey. But the whole Meru is made of a wow. I was searching for this verse and exactly that verse came. When Lord saw that the heaviest golden mountain is going down. They wanted to use it as a pivot to churn the milk ocean. But you need to support that churning rod somewhere, then only it can move. Otherwise it will just go down. And that's what happening. So all they got puzzled, what to do now? And Lord took form of Kurma and he went down and he supported that. Can you imagine the heaviest mountain in this creation was supported by this tortoise incarnation of the Lord, Kurma Avatar. That was so heavy, even all the demigods and demons, they were sinking into the ocean because of its weight. Altogether, 33 crores, 32 crores demigods and demons. Altogether, they were sinking. And who saved them? Lord Kurma. Then that heaviest of the mountain, when it was moving on his back, on top of that, Lord Ajita sat with thousands of hands so that it can become steady. And all this weight was taken by Lord Varaha, Lord Kurma. And how he was feeling that time? That has explained in this 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Chapter 13, text number 2. पृष्टे भ्रम्या मंद मंद गिरिग्रावाग्रकण्ड्योयनाना निद्रालोकमठा कृते भगवता श्वास नीला पांतुवः यत्संस्कार कलानुवर्तन्न वशाद वेलान्निभेन्नाम्बसा यातायातम् अतिद्रितम् जलनिदे यद्यपि विश्राम्यति Shukdev Goswami says, sorry, Suta Goswami says, when the Supreme Personality of a Godhead appeared as a Lord Kurma, a tortoise, his back was scratched by the sharp edged stones lying on a massive whirlwind Mount Mandara. And this scratching made the Lord sleepy. May you all be protected by the winds caused by the Lord's breathing in his sleepy condition. That is, yawning. Ever since that time, even up to the present day, the ocean tides have initiated the Lord's inhalation, exhalation by piously coming in and going out. At the time we elevate an itching sensation by blowing upon it. Similarly, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains, the breathing of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead can elevate the itching sensation within the minds of mental speculator, as well as the itching of the material senses of conditioned souls engaged in a sense gratification. Thus, by meditating on the windy breath of Lord Kurma, the tortoise incarnation, all categories of conditioned souls can be relieved of the deficiencies of material existence and come to the liberated spiritual platform. One must simply allow the pastimes of Lord Kurma to blow within one's heart like a favorable breeze. Then one will surely find spiritual peace. That's why we should remember the pastime of Lord Kurma. Because all our desires for sense gratification, they get blown away by remembering Lord Kurma. Because he is the supporter of this entire universe. Everything rests upon him. So whoever wants to become firm in his conviction, in his devotional life, they should take shelter of Lord Kurma. Kurmadeva Bhagavan ki. Hare Krishna. So, any tika, tipni? हाँ तो कर सकते हो आप किसी ने मना नहीं किया है क्या
कैलेंडर मना किया ना कैलेंडर में लिख दिया होगा
अभी मेरा मुंह मत खुलवा वो सब चीजों के अरे हरि भक्ति विलास पढ़ो हर दिन के लिए एक व्रत दिया गया कर पाओगे सब नहीं है ना उतनी औकात नहीं है हमारी तो जितना दिया है उतना ढंग से कर लो बस हो गया लिव इट आई डोंट वांट टू डिस्कस ऑल दैट थिंग्स हरे कृष्ण श्रील प्रभुपाद की Yeah.